You're listening to Rutgers Radio on 88.7 WRSU-FM New Brunswick and online at WRSU.org.
Hello, I'm Dominic Savino, and this is WRSU from the Archives. Today, a rebroadcast of the 1982 AIAW National Championship game between the Rutgers Lady Knights and the Texas Longhorns.
You're not overstating if you call her an icon at this university and what she meant.
As the fiery head coach of the Lady Knights, Teresa Grentz became a household name for Rutgers fans during that magical season. Born in a Philly suburb, Grentz got her start on the national stage as the star captain of Immaculata in the early 1970s, where she won the first three AIAW national championships. She made history when she took over in Piscataway in 1976, just 2 years removed from college. While many of her counterparts worked as gym teachers by day and coaches by night, Teresa Grentz became the first full-time head coach in women's college hoops. She says she didn't realize the impact her hiring would make on the sport.
But it certainly helped our income. I remember Brunninger said to me, I have between $12,000 and $15,000, so I'm going to pay you $13,500. Now, why the heck couldn't he just pay me the $15,000? Seriously. Really, and I think back, young, I didn't know. I was going to make $15,000. And I had been coaching at St. Joe's, and I made $1,500, and then I got a raise. I was making $1,900 as a part-time coach. And the thing was, I never did it for money. I always did it because I enjoyed teaching, and I loved winning, and I loved watching the kids become successful and doing it.
Even though Grentz was young, local sports writer Paul Franklin knew she was special from the first time they met.
The very first interview I had with her in her office, she was so confident, and really determined that she was going to take Rutgers to where they wound up being. But, you know, she was just this young girl. I think she had 1 year at St. Joe's in Philly, and she had that Philadelphia edge, if I can say that, kind of had that attitude, and she was so successful as a player.
By 1982, Grentz was just 29 years old, but already into her sixth season at Rutgers. Senior forward Chris Daly and the Lady Knights knew what to expect from their head coach.
I had seen Teresa play for Immaculata, actually at Rutgers, at College Avenue Gym, during the tournament when she was a player, and she was mean. she elbowed more people than, you know, she was physical. And at that time, being even a woman at 6'1", you didn't see a lot of females do the things that Teresa did. She was a great scorer and just really a competitor. And I remember seeing her that way as a player, and then that's kind of how she coached. You know, she wasn't as mean. Well, she's mean when you first get there and you're scared to death. And then once you got to know her, then, you know, you kind of knew how, she was kind of a softie at heart. But she was young. You know, she wasn't that much older than we were at that point. She was young and just really, I think, allowed us to grow as basketball players. And then by the time we were seniors, you know, we like to say she was smart enough to know to let us do what we needed to do to win the game.
There's no doubt that physical star of Immaculata brought a Philadelphia influence with her to Piscataway. By 1982, the Lady Knights were stacked with area talent. Captain June Olkowski, twin guards Mary and Patty Coyle, wing Jenny Hall, forward Carol Glutz, and freshman Mary Pat Nespoli all hailed from the city. Patty and Mary remember just how tough it was growing up on the Philly courts and playing in the city's high school league.
I can remember going to the playgrounds and you know, if you didn't win, you sat out 2 hours. And, you know, nobody wanted to sit out 2 hours just because there were so many kids who wanted to play, boys, girls, it didn't matter. So I think we learned at a very young age that, you know, winning mattered. And if you wanted to continue to play, then you had to win and you had to find a way to win. And I think those lessons stuck with us for a very long time.
There's definitely a toughness playing in the Catholic League. Every day you had a war. If you were playing against Goretti or O'Hara, Carroll, they're all great teams. And they just had tough, tough kids. And I think having survived that, having done really well in that league, we were prepared for anything. And Teresa Grentz was from the Philly Catholic League, so she also had that toughness about her that I think we brought out as players that she had as a coach. And I think that just prepared us for everything. because the league was so good. You know, now you have some cupcakes that you can win by 30, 40. It wasn't anything like that in the Catholic League. Every night was a war.
That Philadelphia grit rubbed off on the rest of the team. New Brunswick native Chris Daly says they were better for it.
Our assistant, Bill Blindo, had a lot to do with that. He was an old school coach and really took the defense under his wing. But the toughness, I think, starts with your head coach and certainly the Philly. We couldn't get away from Philly between June and Patty Mary Coyle and Denise Kenny before her and Kathy Glutz. And we were surrounded by Philadelphia and that mentality, which, not being from there, I learned a lot from them, and it puts you in a situation where it kind of like survival of the fittest. You have to compete and fight or you're going to lose. So it was a great experience for me.
It should be no surprise then that the 1982 AIAW Championship took the Lady Knights to where else but the city of brotherly love. Rutgers took the floor of the Palestra, the cathedral of basketball, for what would end up being the final basketball game played in the Association for Intercollegiate Athletics for Women. At the start of the season, the NCAA decided to sponsor a women's basketball tournament for the first time in its history. Longtime women's basketball writer Mel Greenberg recalls the mixed reaction it received.
Basketball people kind of welcomed the NCAA. They were not happy per se because the big show was over there. There certainly was enough of a core that it was a good tournament here in terms of, and in some ways it was. I was trying to think, you know we were going to do this, which way to do it. I mean, on one hand, AIW was like the NIT that year. But on the other hand, maybe you just had to think of it as two worlds with two really good tournaments. But yeah, who's the real national champ?
That left every program in the country with a choice. Stay or go. While many teams defected to the NCAA, the administration at Rutgers decided to stay in the AIAW. For Patty, Chris, and Mary, it didn't matter either way.
The brass at Rutgers decided we were going to stay in the AIAW, which was fine. But none of us really cared. I mean, you know, a national championship's a national championship. And none of us really cared whether we were playing for the NCAA national championship or the AIAW. We didn't care. You know, we were playing for a national championship.
I remember Rita Kay and Teresa told us that our decision was to stay in the AIAW tournament and that in the AIAW, and that's where we would be competing. A college kid, as long as we play, who cares? And we knew the teams that, you know, we knew the teams we were going to play and that they were really good.
You know, Teresa kind of protected us somewhat from that. And I think having made that decision early that we were going AIAW kind of lifted the pressure off. We had played a lot of the teams that did go in the NCAA tournament and beaten them. I think we were the best team in the country at that time.
Well, Rutgers certainly played like it that day. So now, let's step back in time to March 28th, 1982, a crisp 40-degree afternoon in Philadelphia. The top-seeded Lady Knights are 24-7 and ready to host a 3-seed, the Texas Longhorns, winners of their last 32 games. Their athletic freshman Annette Smith has been dazzling the country with over 19 points per game. And the Longhorns are sixth in the most recent Associated Press poll. And now, here is the 1982 AIAW National Championship game on WRSU.
Down low corner, turnaround jumper, got it!
Mary Coyle on the left side to Joanne Burke. To Juno Kowski at the high post. Olkowski spins, drives the basket, hit, pumps once off the glass. She gets her own rebound, puts it up and in!
Catlin, double teamed by Lawrence and Hall. Hall now in the ballgame. Along with Lawrence, and Lawrence gets a steal. And she lays it up and in. And Hall steals it. Hall will go in. Uncontested for a layup.
Lawrence behind the back to Patty Coyle. Over to Lawrence, who lays it up and in.
Laurie Lawrence in the forecourt gives it off Jenny Hall. Ball, top of the circle for Patty Coyle. Patty thought about shooting, then decided not to. Gets to Laurie Lawrence, who drives it and hits.
Coyle looks to inbound, still looking now, gets inbound to Jenny Hall, and Hall will bring it up. Over the midcourt line, right hand dribble, double team, now gets to Coyle. Left side, she drives the lane, she has to herself, jump, now regained by Dorner, turn around, double good!
WRSU Sports presents Rutgers Lady Night Basketball, 1981-82.
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. This is Lady Night Basketball 1982.
This afternoon, it's the Lady Knights of Rutgers versus the Longhorns of Texas in the AIAW Championship Final. Hello again, everyone. Jeff Gerstenblatt along with Jim Berman, and we originate from the city of brotherly love this afternoon, and this is about as big as they're going to come. As they say in the business, this is it, the final two of the AIAW. Only two teams left, Rutgers and Texas.
That's right, here in the, the fabled Palestra, and it is championship atmosphere here. There's obviously been a lot of talk about the AIAW and the NCAA, but all that is put aside right here for this game. There's no question about it. Rutgers and Texas, two of the top teams in the nation. Texas, this year, having an outstanding season, one of the unheralded teams in the nation. They are number 5 in the nation. They have won 32 consecutive ball games, a record of 35-3. And they are an outstanding team, a very guard-oriented team, Jeff. They have two of the top young guards in the nation, a pair of sophomores, Leda Whaley, who is the defensive specialist, Terry Mackey, who does the bulk of the scoring. They are lightning fast, and that is the key for Rutgers, to control those two at the points.
For people who follow the Lady Knights, the Texas team is very, very similar to that Maryland team we saw in the RAC. They are a very, very quick basketball team, an excellent basketball team, but the Lady Knights have been playing some super basketball, and we'll get back to that, but right here, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You are listening to the AIAW Championship Game 1982.
This is WRSU-FM, New Brunswick.
And welcome back to the Palestra, a good crowd on hand. Now getting back to the Lady Knights, they have been playing some super basketball. Terry Dorner on the inside has been up to par playing some of her best basketball, and June Olkowski has been absolutely incredible as an inspiration off the bench. There is just nothing stopping her right now. She is so determined to win this thing. You can see it in her eyes.
In fact, the whole team is so very determined out there. They came out as pumped up as I've ever seen a Lady Knight team come out. Mary Coyle led the way, fist clenched. And they really seem ready to go. Texas, again, a very, very tough ball club. On paper, you see the Lady Knights have the height in Terry Dorner, who stands at 6'2". But they have two very good centers, Texas does, and they play them both at the same time. Joy Williams, who is a 6-foot center, she is a very, very bulky player, very physical. She's going to give Terry Dorner a lot of trouble, as will Annette Smith, a 5'11 freshman center. Those two form a very formidable pair underneath.
Well, as you heard on the pregame show, Texas likes to play a man-to-man defense. However, they will double up on Dorner down low, and that's going to create problems for the Knights. June Olkowski's going to have a good ball game. The Coyles are going to have to be hitting from the outside, and Jenny Hall, who is 8-for-8, in the ballgame against Villanova on Friday night, she was absolutely unconscious, and she's going to have a good ballgame. If they can put all those facets together, there should be nothing stopping the Lady Knights, even though Texas is an excellent ball club.
Well, I don't know. It's going to be a very, very tough ballgame. Texas, I've been talking with some of the people who have followed Texas this year, and they feel that the number 5 ranking is an insult. They should be higher ranked than number 5. Granted, they have not really played the schedule, but they are red hot. They are playing super, super basketball, and there's really no way of knowing just how these two teams are going to match up. One thing for certain, it's going to be a running ball game. Both teams like to run. The transition game is going to be very, very key this afternoon, and I think you're going to see a very high-scoring, wide-open ball game, Jeff, and I think it's going to be extremely exciting to go right down to the wire with the team that is able to shoot the best from the outside, probably controlling this ball game.
And turnovers, Jim, may just tell the story in this ballgame. Texas is a team that turns the ball over quite a bit. They also force a lot of turnovers, so this should be a very, very interesting ballgame. Both teams out right now taking their last-minute warm-ups as we have about 2 minutes to go before we get this one underway. Large contingent of people down from Rutgers. The Cajuns are here. A lot of other people, President Blaustein here. So a good crowd on hand at the Palestra to root the Knights on, and also some Longhorn supporters. Hook'em Horns, they are here and they are out. The pep band here from Texas, and a lot of burnt orange shirts here.
You sort of feel like you're at the Cotton Bowl
we were talking about
earlier. But that's right. Texas, a lot of people came down. Very surprising. The Texas band made the trip down here, and you're going to hear from them during the course of the afternoon. These Texas fans are very, very vocal. So it'll be very interesting. A sparse crowd here at the Palestra, but this is a noisy building, and the noise is going to be reverberating from both sides throughout the afternoon. Earlier today in the consolation game, Villanova defeated Wayland Baptist by a score of 90-81. An in a game really that wasn't even that close. Villanova had control, dominated throughout most of the second half, and came away with a fairly easy victory.
Well, I think that game is indicative of how well the Lady Knights are playing, because they really were able to handle a Villanova team very, very easily, a Villanova team that twice before during the season they had a lot of problems with. They came out, they played them end-to-end in the ballgame, and then once about 5 minutes were gone in the second half, the Lady Knights just turned on the afterburners and just didn't look back after that. They played an awesome ball game against Villanova, and Villanova is an excellent team. You can't take anything away from the Knights just outplayed them on Friday night.
That they did. And now a chance for the AIAW tournament crown, and something the Lady Knights have worked for years, especially today is a day really to talk about the seniors. The senior class playing their final ball game this afternoon. Chris Daly, Patty Coyle, Mary Coyle, June Olkowski, Terry Dorner. A lot of good ball players that are going to be departing. Patty Delahanty is another one. And for them, they want to go out in style. Something that they've been striving for so long would be a national title, and now they are just 40 minutes away from it, Jeff.
They are 40 minutes away from it as the teams come back to the benches, and I agree with you, Jim. This team, an era was set with this team, with the Coyles coming here and Olkowski coming here. They have finally achieved what they have wanted to achieve for so long.
We are directly behind the Lady Knight bench. You may be able to hear them throughout the course of this ball game. They are right in front of us, and it's going to be a very, very interesting game. The emotion is going to be very, very high. And at this time, the crowd being asked to rise, as we will have the singing of our national anthem by the world-renowned University of Pennsylvania Glee Club. And our national anthem here in the Palestra, we are just about ready to go. Lady Knights will be wearing the red uniforms on the road here, as they are the third seed. Texas, I believe, the first seed in this tournament, and they will be wearing the white uniforms. That's right, Texas in their white uniforms with the burnt orange trim, and the Lady Knights will be wearing the road uniforms, but the Palestra is almost like a home away from home for the Lady Knights, and there's no doubt about it. I was talking with many of the Lady Knights, and they feel that this is like coming to their second home. They have a lot of family down here, many of the Lady Knights from the Philadelphia area. And we are getting set for a presentation at center court. And now we are ready for the player introduction. Okay, the University of Texas. I believe that will announce each player one by one in alternating teams. And first of all, for Rutgers, as the crowd begins a roar here in the Palestra. Number five, Jenny Hall, 8 of 8 from the field. What a ball game she had against Villanova. And she is psyched up and ready as she slaps hands with the Scarlet Knights. She's ready to go. And they will announce all of the Rutgers team. And the senior, Chris Daly, she's coming to her own this year, playing some fine basketball. She'll be starting along with Jenny Hall. And the center, she has done it all, Terry Dorner. And she has a big pass this afternoon, stopping two tough centers underneath.
And Dorner will be followed, of course, by the Coyles. They are the trademark of this Lady Knight team. Mary Coyle coming out the point guard. And, of course, Patty Coyle. That is the team for the Lady Knights. The Coyles, Daly, Dorner, and Hall.
They are so very, very key. The Coyles this afternoon, they need some good outside shooting. Of course, Texas will be playing that man-to-man, so it could be difficult. We'll see. And for Texas, we'll run down the starting lineup. At the forward position, number 42, Joy Williams, 6 foot junior from Waco, Texas, averaging 9.9 points per game, 6.6 rebounds per game. At the other forward, number 50, Cheryl Hoglum, a 5'10 sophomore forward from Victoria, Texas, averaging 14.4 points per game, 4.7 rebounds per game. At center, the freshman 5'11, number 15, Annette Smith from Bay City, Texas, 19 points per game. She does it all underneath, 9.5 rebounds per game. And here's that backcourt, 5'6 sophomore guard from Slayton, Texas, Leda Whaley, 7.3 points per game, 2.0 rebounds per game. And at the other guard, Terry Mackey from Tehalpa, Oklahoma, 13.1 points per game, 5.1 rebounds per game. And again, these guards are explosive. And you can just imagine, they're only sophomores now. What they're going to do in the next couple of years is pretty scary in terms of other women's basketball teams are concerned. These are two outstanding ball players. Texas is an outstanding team. This is going to be a great ball game, Jeff. And we are about ready to go for this first half.
Okay, Jim, thank you very much. We are ready to go. As we said, the Lady Knights dressed in scarlet. Texas is dressed in the white. Knights will be shooting at the basket to our left, Texas to our right here in this first half. And set to jump it up, it will be Smith and Dorner. Annette Smith and Terry Dorner to tip it up. Tip is controlled by the Lady Knights, losing the handle, and now it's picked up by Mary Coyle on the right side into the forecourt. Mary Coyle gives to Patty, now back to Mary. Mary Coyle with it in the circle, gives over to Jenny Hall. Hall high overhead. Hall back over to Patty Coyle. Patty Coyle now to Mary Coyle on the right side. Inside to Dorner in the lane. Dorner puts it up off the front of the rim. No good. Fight for the rebound. It's taken by Jenny Hall underneath. Hall with it. Hall's going to bring it out. New 32nd on the clock for the Lady Knights. Patty Coyle with it in the circle. Patty dribbling, looking around. Patty. Now inside to Terry Dorner. Dorner lays it up. No good, but we have a whistle on the play. Looks like that foul will go on Joy Williams.
Foul is on Joy Williams, and that, of course, will be her first. Good movement underneath by the Lady Knights. They worked the ball around well, and they did what they need to do, which is to go down low to Dorner. Dorner drew the foul very well, took the ball to the hoop very strongly, and she'll have a chance to hit two shots.
Terry Dorner at the foul line. First foul shot up and off the front of the rim. No good. No score, 19-33. We are just underway here in the first half of the AIAW Championships from the Palestra in Philadelphia. Second foul shot on the way by Dorner Hitt. Williams to inbound, gets the ball inbounds very quickly to Whaley. Whaley bringing the ball up, being hounded by Jenny Hall. The Knights now are going to peel back off the press and get back on defense. Mackey with it. Mackey giving it over to Whaley. Whaley now quickly to Hoglum. Hoglum pulls up with a jumper from the right side. No good. Jenny Hall, easy rebound. Hall with it. Hall breaking very quickly. The Lady Knights are running. Patty Coyle with it on the left side. Patty stops. Now looks around. Gives back to her sister Mary Coyle. Mary Coyle with it high overhead. Now back over Patty Coyle along the left side. Patty Coyle being hounded by Mackey. Now over to Chris Daly. Now over to Jenny Hall. Hall coming around the perimeter. She drives the left baseline. Now she's going to hold up. Chris Daly has it left side. Now to Mary Coyle. Mary Coyle drives in. Tries to put it up. She has it underneath. Her layup goes off the bottom of the backboard, and it will be called out of bounds. So the Longhorns, they are just the Longhorns of Texas, will take over. 1-0, the Knights are leading it. Williams to inbound, gets the ball into Whaley. Whaley now over to Mackey. Mackey with it. Mackey, long pass, now over to Hoglum. Hoglum with it. Hoglum on the right side, now back to Mackey. Mackey with it. Now to Hoglum on the right side. Inside to Joy Williams. Williams with it. Williams is going to lose the ball. Mary Coyle with it. Mary. 3-on-9 for the Lady Knights. Behind the back to Jenny Hall, who puts it up. No good. We have a whistle. No whistle. It's laid up and in by Terry Dorner. And here comes the toilet paper onto the floor. They're going to have to stop the clock. They're not going to stop the clock. Mackey with it. Toilet paper all over the floor. Mackey with it. Mackey drives in, puts it up. No good. We have a whistle.
And the foul's going to be on Mary Coyle. They clear the toilet paper away. Lady Knights really doing a good job with the pressure. They're employing a 1-2-2 zone trap in the backboard. Then they set up into a 3-2 zone. And the changing of zone faces so far is doing the job against Texas.
So a foul on the Lady Knights. Hoglum has it along the left side. Hoglum with it. Hoglum getting the ball inside to Joy Williams. Williams puts it up. Check that. Not Williams. That was Annette Smith on that basket. Smith laying it up and in 3-2. Rutgers is leading it. Mary Coyle with it into the forecourt. Mary Coyle being hounded by Whaley. Mary Coyle looking around. Coyle giving over to Patty Coyle now. Now over to Chris Daly in the circle. Daly now left side to Jenny Hall. Hall stops, pops, hits. 5-2. The Lady Knights have opened up a 3-point lead. Mackey with it. Mackey breaking the Lady Knight press. Now Mackey has it into the forecourt. Mackey looking around.
Mackey giving over to Whaley on the right side. Whaley posting up high to Smith. Smith, Annette Smith has it. She puts it up. No good. Blew the layup. Smith with her own rebound. She puts that up. And it's taken away now by the Lady Knights. Hoglum has it. And we have a whistle underneath on the play. It's going to go, I believe, on Hoglum. Hoglum underneath.
Well, let's see now.
Well, check that. She raised her hand, but it apparently will be, it will be on Patty Coyle. She raised her hand to accept the foul. Very unusual. Troy Williams to inbound. Williams getting over to Hoglum. Hoglum with it. Hoglum now to back to Mackey. Top of the key jumper by Mackey. Nothing but net. 5-4, 17:29 to go here in this first half. First 2 points of the ballgame for Mackey. Mary Coyle into the forecourt. Mary Coyle with it. Knocked down by Whaley on the hounding defense. No foul on the play. Jenny Hall now is going to pick up the loose ball. Hall with it. Jenny Hall dribbling. Hall now over to Patty Coyle. Patty Coyle with the top of the key. Patty with it. Patty looking around, being guarded by Mackey. That pass inside from Jenny Hall. It's going to be picked off by Hoglum. Hoglum with it ahead to Mackey. Mackey on the right side pulls up and banks it off glass and in. 6-5, 4 points now for Mackey. Texas is leading it. Mary Coyle with it. Mary trying to get the ball inside to Patty Coyle. It's tipped away by Mackey. Terry Mackey getting a hand on it. Goes out of bounds, and the Lady Knights will take over.
And Mackey also called on the foul. And that'll be her first, and the team second.
Hall inbounding it over to Mary Coyle. Mary Coyle with it. Coyle dribbling with the right hand now over to Jenny Hall. Right side jumper by Hall. In and out. Rebound Terry Dorner on the offensive board. She puts it up. That's no good. Fight for the rebound. Patty Coyle comes away with it. We have a whistle. Foul will be on Terry Dorner underneath.
Good rebound by Terry Dorner, but she missed the easy layup that time. And Texas has the ball.
Williams set to trigger the inbounds for the Longhorns. They lead it by a point, 6-5, 16:41 to go here in this first half. Whaley with it in the backcourt, being double-teamed by the Coyles. Now over to Williams, quickly ahead to Mackey. Mackey with it into the forecourt. Mackey dribbling with the right hand. Mackey has it on the right side. Now she's going to cut it over in the lane. Drop pass nicely inside for Annette Smith, and Smith lays it up and in. Beautiful play right there by the Longhorns, 8-5. 4 points now for Smith. Mary Coyle, Mary. Head to Jenny Hall now into the forecourt. Hall has it along the left side. Hall driving baseline. Now she's going to stop, get back out to Mary Coyle. Mary Coyle with it over to Patty Coyle. Patty Coyle now over to Mary Coyle. Rainbow jumper by Mary Coyle. No good. Fight for the rebound. Taken by Patty Coyle. Patty's rainbow jumper hit. Patty Coyle from the circle, 8-7. First two of the ball game for Patty. Texas leading at 8-7. Mackey in the backcourt with it now into the forecourt. Mackey driving. She's going to do it herself. Drive the lane. Put it up. That's no good. Mary Coyle comes away with the rebound. Falls down. Looks like she was tripped on the play.
And we will have a Texas foul. Here comes Jude Olkowski. She comes in replacing Chris Daly.
Jude Olkowski, she has been uncontrollable as a player. She has been awesome, to say the least, in the last few ball games for the Lady Knights.
Foul that time on Joy Williams. Her second.
Over on the far side, Jenny Hall inbounds over to Patty Coyle. Patty Coyle with it. Coyle over to Mary Coyle now. And we have a whistle on the play. I think Whaley picked up a backcourt foul right there. A foul in the backcourt, I should say. And the Lady Knights will take over once again from exactly almost the same spot over on that far sideline. Mary Coyle with it into the forecourt. Mary Coyle now over to Patty Coyle. Nice pass inside for Dorner. Dorner puts it up an air ball. No good. Fight for the rebound, and it goes off of Jude Olkowski's hands. So Texas will take over. 15:32 to go. Texas leading at 8-7. Williams with it. Williams giving it over to Mackey as Texas tries to break that press. Mackey with it now into the forecourt. Mackey dribbling very slowly with the right hand, giving it over to Hoglum. Hoglum with it. Hoglum inside Williams. Williams lays it up and in. Right past Jude Olkowski that time. He's having a tough time moving on defense as she lost Williams on that play. Jenny Hall has it in the circle. Pulls back now, gives to Mary Coyle. Mary Coyle with it over to Jude Olkowski on the left side. Olkowski long cross court for Patty Coyle, who has it down low. Patty Coyle being double teamed now goes back out to Mary Coyle. Passed in for Dorner is punched away, but Patty Coyle has it. Patty Coyle out to Mary Coyle. Now cross court for Jenny Hall. Hall left side jumper hit. 10-9, 14:52 to go. 4 points for Jenny Hall. She needs to have a good ball game if the Lady Knights are going to be victorious. Annette Smith with it. She stops, pops in the lane, and hits. Back on the other end. They're really going end-to-end right now. A very quick ball game. 14:39 to go. 12-9 the score. Texas is leading it. Bad pass right there by Patty Coyle. Kicks off a leg, Mackey's leg. So the Lady Knights will be able to take over.
quickness of this game, hardly a surprise. Exactly what we expected. A lot of end-to-end action, lots of running. Mary Coyle set to trigger the inbounds for the Lady Knights. Mary Coyle to Jenny Hall, now to Patty Coyle in the circle. Patty Coyle with over to Mary Coyle. Mary Coyle now. Mary Coyle cutting it over left side, looking around, being hounded by Whaley. Mary Coyle getting inside for June Olkowski, who has to come out to get it. Olkowski outside the circle, now over to Jenny Hall. Right side jumper by Hall hits. She is on fire, Jenny Hall. She's playing another terrific ball game. 6 points for Jenny, 12-11 to score now. They cut that lead down to one, the Texas lead. Hoglum with it into the forecourt. Hoglum now over to Mackey. Mackey in the circle. Mackey gives over to Whaley. Set shot by Whaley off the back of the rim. No good. Rebounded by Patty Coyle. Patty Coyle, long lead pass for Jenny Hall. Hall in. Hall puts it up. Has it rejected by Smith. And then Smith getting a hand on the ball. Jenny Hall rejected. Mackey comes away with it. Mackey with it into the forecourt. Mackey dribbling with the right hand. Mackey goes now inside for Smith, and Annette Smith puts it up and in. Nice spinning move in the lane by Annette Smith. 14-11, 13:38 to go here in this first half of the AIAW Championship game. Mary Coyle with it. Mary Coyle shouting out signals. Mary Coyle. That pass inside intended for June Olkowski. It's going to be picked up by Annette Smith. Smith gives over to Mackey. Mackey with it. Mackey very slowly, right-hand dribble. Mackey looking around, gives to Hoglum. Hoglum now over to Whaley on the right side. Now back to Hoglum. Her jumper from the right side. No good. Olkowski with the rebound. June Olkowski over to Mary Coyle. Mary will bring it up. Mary Coyle to Patty Coyle, right side. She stops, pops, and hits the rainbow jumper. Patty Coyle from the outside. She has four. 14-13, a one-point lead again for Texas. Mackey in the backcourt. Mackey giving over to Williams now. Over to Whaley. Whaley with it on the right side. Whaley now back over for Mackey. Mackey now to Whaley. Whaley with it on the right side. Now to Mackey. Mackey putting it up. And good play right there on defense by Patty Coyle, but I think she's going to be whistled for the foul. She got a hand on the ball and also on Mackey. She went up in the lane for the shot.
Mackey showing her tremendous quickness right there. Patty Coyle trying to get position. Couldn't do it in time, and she is caught on the foul. And that will be Patty's second. Fourth on the Lady Knights.
Mackey at the foul line. Mackey puts it up with the right hand, and it's good.
Cynthia Powell checking in for Rutgers, replacing June Olkowski.
Terry Mackey will have one more. It's on the way. It's up and good. 16-13, a three-point lead for the Longhorns. Mary Coyle in the backcourt, being hounded by Whaley. Mary Coyle now into the forecourt. Mary Coyle giving it over to Patty Coyle on the right side. Patty Coyle with it high overhead. Now to Jenny Hall. Hall, top of the key. Hall looking around. Giving over to Cindy Powell, who has it high post in the circle. Now back to Patty Coyle. A running one-hander by Patty Coyle. Hits a beautiful shot by Patty Coyle. 16-15 to score. 6 points now for Patty. 16-15 to score. Longhorns up by one. Bad pass right there by Mackey inside. It's going to be picked up by Smith, though, as Mary Coyle got a hand on it. And Smith, uncontested, lays it up and in. 18-15 the score. Texas now up by three in the AIAW championship game. First half, Mary Coyle with it. Mary calling out the play. Mary Coyle now over for Patty Coyle on the right side. Patty Coyle with it now over to Mary Coyle. Mary Coyle high overhead, being hounded by Whaley. Mary Coyle looking around. Mary Coyle having trouble. Now to Jenny Hall, who has it outside the circle, about 25 feet out. Now to Patty Coyle on the right side. Inside the corner, we have a whistle, I believe, away from the ball. Foul looks like it will be either on Smith or Hoglum.
And we get the call now. It'll be on, I believe, Joy Williams calling a foul.
So Joy Williams gets that foul away from the ball. 15 foul now for Texas. So they are in a dangerous situation right now with 11:40 to go. We have a substitution. Melissa Scott coming into the ball game right now.
And Joy Williams now with three fouls. That's very, very key.
Mary Coyle to inbound for the Lady Knights underneath their own basket. Mary Coyle out to Jenny Hall. Now to Patty Coyle on the right side. Patty Coyle, top of the key for Mary Coyle. Down low, Dorner. Dorner puts it up off the back of the rim. No good fight for the rebound. We have another whistle as Cindy Powell goes for it. And once again, another whistle. It will be on Texas.
Well, they are really foul-prone here, this Texas team. Derek Dorner seems snake bit out there. She just has not been able to hit the easy shot.
Mary Coyle to trigger the inbounds. Mary over to Jenny Hall. Hall with it. Hall. Giving over to Patty Coyle now. Back over for Mary Coyle on the left side. Mary Coyle to Jenny Hall. Hall high overhead.
Now back over to Mary Coyle. Mary Coyle, high post to Cindy Powell. Now back to Mary Coyle. Mary Coyle with it. Now over to Powell. Powell loses it off her hands. It's going to be picked up by Annette Smith. Smith to Mackey. Terry Mackey with it. She's going to bring it up for Texas. They have a three-point lead, 18-15, with 11-10 to go. In the lane, Melissa Scott, jump pass now over to Whaley. Whaley back out to Hoglum. Hoglum pulls up with a jumper in the key. Has it rejected by Jenny Hall. Patty Coyle, long lead pass to Jenny Hall. Hall stops in the lane, puts it up. No good. No foul on the play. I can't believe that one. And Jenny Hall puts it up, and now we do have a whistle on the play.
Delayed call by the referee there. Boy, what a pass that was by Patty Coyle. She threaded a needle on a long bomb. Three defenders down there. And Jenny Hall able to get to the ball and laid it up and called on the foul.
Well, it's an excellent rejection also by Jenny Hall as Junokowski comes back in the game for Cindy Powell. Jenny Hall will go to the free throw line.
Number two now on Leda Whaley, who's called on the foul, and Texas over the limit.
All at the line, first foul shot is good. She'll still get the second end of this 1-1.
Yep, this game has been exactly what one would expect. Lots of turnovers, lots of pressing, lots of running.
Second foul shot on the way, and it is good. I think if you look through the statistics, Jim, Jenny Hall is the most consistent player throughout all of these playoff games.
Absolutely.
Whaley with it. Whaley getting it over to Smith. Annette Smith stops on the left side. No good. Fight for the rebound. It's going to be taken by Patty Coyle. Patty Coyle with it. The Knights are running again. Patty over to Mary Coyle. Mary Coyle back to Patty Coyle. Rainbow jumper. No good. Fight for the rebound. Melissa Scott has it. Scott out to Mackey. Mackey with it. Right-hand dribble. Mackey dribbling it up in the circle. Mackey now looking around. Mackey puts it up. No good. She gets her own rebound. Puts that up. That's no good off the front of the rim. Terry Dorner with it. Dorner out now to Mary Coyle. Mary Coyle bringing up left-hand dribble very slowly. Down low for Patty Coyle. Coyle spinning, looking, and as she throws up the running one-hander, banks off, blasts it in. What a shot right there by Patty Coyle. Off-balance shot. Beautiful play right there. She has 8 points. Whaley with it. Whaley. Now over to Hoglum. Now back over to Mackey. Mackey now to Whaley. Whaley on the right side. Whaley with it. Whaley looking now over to Mackey. Mackey with it. Mackey now over to Whaley. Whaley on the right side. Back to Mackey. Mackey in the circle. Stops. Pops. Puts it up. No good. Jenny Hall has it. You sense right now the tempo is changing in Rutgers' favor. Patty Coyle with it. Inside for Terry Dorner. All along. Dorner lays it up and in. 21-18, and look out, the Longhorns want to talk it over, and we will take a break. You are listening to the AIAW Championship 1982.
It's Rutgers Day 2017, and WRSU is your place for live local music. Join us at 11 a.m. for a live broadcast from Bishop Beach on College Avenue. First, it's the Young Picassos. At noon, it's the Vaughns. Followed by the Brian Hansen Band at 1.
Watch what it takes to get you back together again.
And Johnny Cola at 2.
Saw her standing there, her hair fell long, no, not again.
The best Rutgers and New Brunswick has to offer, live today from 11 to 4 at Bishop Beach on College Avenue. Stop by for free giveaways and tours of WRSU. That's Rutgers Day on 88.7 WRSU-FM New Brunswick and WRSU.org.
And welcome back to the Palestra in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, where the Lady Knights are leading it by 3-21-18 with 9:37 to go in this first half, and you sense the tempo changing just a little bit right here.
That's right, Texas getting themselves into some turnover problems and foul trouble. Many of their key players getting themselves into foul trouble, especially Joy Williams, who is their big, bulky center underneath, who does a lot of the rebounding for this team, and she is now sitting with 3 fouls. Lady Knights sending out Patty Delahanty, Juno Alkowski, Terry Dorner, Mary Coyle, and Jenny Hall. And the Lady Knights rallying back. They were down by as much as 3, and now they're up by 3. Starting, as you said, Jeff, to take control just a bit.
And Lessa Jones in the ballgame right now for the Longhorns. Whaley with it. Whaley. Off the inbounds, Whaley with it now over to Annette Smith. Annette Smith now in the circle for Scott, now back out to Mackey. Mackey with it. Mackey now over for Whaley on the left side. Whaley with it, dribbling with the right hand. Now over to Mackey. Mackey now back over for Jones. I should say, Lisa Jones. And now into Mackey. Mackey now inside for Melissa Scott. She puts it up and in. Nice play right there by Melissa Scott. 21-20. Cuts the Lady Knight lead down to one. The Knights are running. Patty Delahanty has it on the right side. Her pass goes off Melissa Scott's foot. So the Lady Knights will be able to take over. Mary Coyle set to trigger the inbounds for the Lady Knights. Coyle looking around. No one to throw the ball to. Now she gets it all the way out to Jenny Hall. Now back to Mary Coyle on the right side. Mary Coyle with it. Mary Coyle dribbling around, being hounded by Whaley. Now to Patty Delahanty. Beautiful pass inside, but it's going to be tipped away nicely by Jones. And it's picked up by Mackey. Mackey with it. Mackey dribbling in the circle. Mackey with it. Mackey getting it inside for Smith. Annette Smith puts it up. That's no good. Rebound June Olkowski. Olkowski out to Jenny Hall. Hall into the forecourt with it. Jenny Hall dribbling with the right hand. Hall over to Mary Coyle. Mary stops for the jumper at the foul line. In and out. No good. Fight for the rebound. Jenny Hall's going to come away with it off Melissa Scott's hand. New 30 seconds on the clock. Inside Dorner from Coyle. Puts it up. That's no good. Dorner tries to tap it up. That's no good. Olkowski punches the rebound out. Patty Delahanty with a shot. And that's no good. And finally, Jones clears away the rebound. The Knights dominating inside but couldn't cash in that time. Mackey with it. Mackey into the forecourt. Giving it over to Jones. Now back to Mackey. Mackey with it. Mackey now back to Jones, who has the top of the key jumper. No good. Rebounded by Terry Dorner. Dorner with it. Dorner out to Jenny Hall. Hall dribbling with the right hand into the forecourt. Hall stutter step as she tries to lose Mackey. Now back out to Mary Coyle. Mary Coyle with it. Over to Patty Delahanty. Now to Jenny Hall. Now to Mary Coyle on the left side. Cross court for Patty Delahanty. Her shot, it's Patty Delahanty from the outside. 23-20. The Knights with a three-point lead. First 2 points of the game for Patty Delahanty. Mackey in the backcourt with it. Mackey now in the circle, looking around, giving over to Jones, back to Mackey. Mackey with it. Mackey dribbling with the right hand. Mackey pulls up. Now she's going to go out for Whaley. Estelita Whaley with it. Now back out to Mackey. Mackey has it. Mackey now to Lester Jones. Jones. Jones looking around on the left side. Now back to Mackey. Mackey in the circle. Mackey now over to Jones, back to Mackey. Mackey with it. Mackey pulls up for the jumper. It's good. 23-22 now. They cut that lead once again down to 1. 7:18 to go here in this first half of the championship game of the AIAW. Jenny Hall with it. Hall on the left side. Now over to Patty Delahanty. Patty Delahanty now to Mary Coyle. Mary Coyle. Long cross court for June Olkowski. Olkowski, beautiful fake. Puts it up. That's no good. Rebound taken right there. Easily by Smith. Annette Smith with it. Smith pulls up with a jumper as she does it herself. And we have a whistle on the play. Now we're going to have a foul. Foul's going to be against Texas again. And the Texas coach up and upset. A charging foul call right there on Smith as Mary Coyle went down. It looked like Mary moved into her, and the Texas fans cannot believe it.
And they'll bring it the other way for the 1-1. Texas over the limit.
And, of course, Texas over the limit. So Mary Coyle will go to the free throw line.
That's the first one on Annette Smith. Jody Conrad, the Texas coach, what a job she has done with this team. They have won 32 in a row.
Mary Coyle's foul shot up and good. She'll get the second end of the 1-1.
They're a bit of a Cinderella team. They weren't even ranked in the top 20 going into the season. And they really have come a long way.
Second foul shot on the way. It's no good. June Olkowski has the offensive rebound. Boy, was she working hard underneath that time. Olkowski out to Mary Coyle, now to Jenny Hall. Jenny Hall with it over to June Olkowski. Her jumper, no good, off the back of the rim. Rebound. Fight for it. It's going to be taken by Mackey. Terry Mackey very quickly. Mackey pulls up in the circle, puts it up. That's no good. Not good shot selection by Texas. Smith, though, right there to put in the rebound. Annette Smith laying it up and in. 24-24. We are knotted right now. 6:32 to go in the first half, I should say. Mary Coyle with it. Mary Coyle. Now over to Patty Delahanty on the left side. Patty Delahanty to June Olkowski. June has trouble with it now. Gathers it in. Over for Mary Coyle. Right side jumper by Patty Delahanty. No good. Rebound Dorner. She puts it up and in. Terry Dorner on the offensive boards right there. 26-24. The Knights leading it. Mackey in the backcourt for Texas. Mackey now over to Whaley, who has it on the left side. Now back to Mackey. Excuse me. Mackey now to Hoglam. Inside it goes for Annette Smith. No basket. We have a whistle underneath.
Foul's going to be on June Olkowski. Patty Coyle checks in, along with Chris Daly, Patty Delahanty, and June Olkowski will check out. And for June, that's number one. Team's fifth.
Melissa Scott's inbound. Scott gets the ball inbound to Annette Smith. Smith puts it up, an air ball. Terrible shot. Rebound by Patty Coyle. Patty Coyle with it. Ahead to Jenny Hall. Nice catch by Hall. Caught it like a wide receiver. Now back out to Patty Coyle. Rainbow jumper. No good. Fight for the rebound. And we have a whistle on the play. And it is going to go on the Lady Knights.
And I believe that'll be on Chris Daly. And that's her first. Six on the Lady Knights.
26-24. The Knights lead it here in the first half. Whaley in the backcourt with it. Whaley bringing it up. Right-hand dribble. Whaley now into the forecourt. Right side. Whaley into Melissa Scott. Now back to Whaley. She's going to pump it up from the right side and hit. A nice long shot right there by Esalita Whaley. 26-26. Once again, we are not an in. Down low for Dorner. Dorner puts it up, an air ball. No good. Chris Daly with the rebound. She puts it up off the front of the rim. No good. It's going to be taken by Mackey. Mackey quickly ahead to Smith. Smith drives, lays it up and in. She is a good one. And Ed Smith, she can do it all. Texas now up by two. 28-26. 5:11 to go here in the first half. Patty Coyle with it. Patty Coyle on the right side getting it in for Dorner. Kick ball. Mackey, I believe, touched the ball with her foot and kicked it out of bounds. So the Lady Knights will be able to take over underneath their own basket. Mary Coyle inbounding the ball over to Chris Daly, and Daly has her pocket picked by Smith. Annette Smith coming away with it. Smith giving over to Mackey. Mackey with it now into the forecourt. Mackey dribbling now over to Hoglum. Hoglum drives in, pulls up, left side jumper. It's good. 30-26 now. Texas opening up a four-point lead, and that makes those Texas fans very happy as they wave the orange and white pom-poms. Down low, Dorner. Dorner puts it up off the front of the rim. No good. Fight for the rebound. Chris Daly controls. Daly trying to get the ball out to Jenny Hall. Cannot. Another kick ball. Mackey got the ball again on the kick. And now the Lady Knights will talk it over and call a timeout. And right here, the turnover situation. Rutgers with 8 and Texas with only 3. And that's a big story in this ballgame.
It certainly is. Another important story. Terry Dorner has had a really rough first half. He has just not been able to connect on her shot, and she has been posting down low. The Lady Knights have been trying to go down low to her, and they've been successful, but she's been missing a lot of the shots, and that has hurt so far. But the Lady Knights are making up with it. Good playing so far by Patty Coyle and by Jenny Hall. Both have had outstanding first half. June Olkowski, when she's been in there, has really done the job off the board, but the Lady Knights are still having trouble capitalizing on their second and third attempts off the boards. That's been a problem. Texas starting to get a bit of the momentum back, and wisely, Teresa Grant's calling a timeout.
Texas give a lot of credit to their defense. The double post defense down low on Dorner is doing an excellent job right now, and they're having the guards just enough to bother them and cause the Lady Knights to create a lot of turnovers, actually 8. Lady Knights making their way out on the floor, still waiting for Texas as this Scarlet Knight goes into his act. That was quite a jump there, Jim.
He continues to impress, just gets better and better as the season goes on. And he's getting that Rutgers contingent on the far side riled up over there.
Still awaiting Texas to come out on the floor. Now, here they finally come.
Knight Center halftime edition coming up with host Jeff Sadow. Nightline will follow. Hopefully we'll have some happy news to talk about.
Mary Coyle. High overhead, Mary Coyle now inbounding the ball over to Jenny Hall. Hall with it being guarded by Hoglum. Jenny Hall now back out to Mary Coyle. Mary Coyle has it. Mary Coyle now to Patty Coyle. Patty Coyle on the left side puts it up. No good. We have a whistle on the play. Mackey is going to pick up that foul. She got Patty Coyle that time with the body.
And, of course, Texas over the limit. Let's see. That is Mackey's second.
30-26 to score. The Longhorns up by 4. 4:27 to go here in this first half. Patty Coyle at the line. First foul shot's up and good.
Texas is very aggressive. They make no bones about it. They will get right up there. They'll take the foul. They'll get themselves in foul trouble. That's just their style of play.
Second foul shot on the way by Patty Coyle. It is good. 10 points now for Patty Coyle. She's having a good first half. Mackey in the backcourt, bringing the ball up for Texas. Mackey trying to get the ball down low right there. That time for Smith, and Mary Coyle hitting the ground, breaks it up nicely.
Mary Coyle looked like John Davidson there, stretching out for a kick save.
So the Knights will get it off the kick ball violation. Melissa Scott inbounding the ball over to Terry Mackey. Mackey with it in the circle. Mackey now giving the ball over to Whaley. Whaley on the right side, right baseline Whaley. Now quickly over to Hoglum. Hoglum's jumper in and out. Rebound taken by Mackey. Mackey puts it up off the front of the rim. No good. And the rebound is taken off by Patty Coyle. I should say Patty Coyle with it very quickly for the Lady Knights. Patty Coyle and Mary Coyle. Now to June Olkowski in the circle. Olkowski, we have a whistle. June walk with the ball.
Yep, good call right there. June definitely took some steps.
30-28, the Knights are down by 2, 3:57 to go in the first half of this AIAW championship ball game. Mackey in the backcourt with it. Mackey giving it over left side now for Hoglum. Now back to Mackey. Mackey with it. Now over to Whaley on the right side. Whaley looking around for a pass. Whaley now back to Mackey over to Hoglum. Jump pass now inside for Annette Smith. And June Olkowski picks her pocket. Olkowski, bad pass trying to get to Jenny Hall. It's saved nicely, though, by Mary Coyle, but they're going to say Mary stepped out of bounds.
Now June with a good play, stripping it back in the backcourt, but her lead pass is a little too far, went out of bounds, and Mary Coyle unable to save it.
Melissa Scott off the inbounds. Scott now to Mackey. Mackey with it. Mackey gives over now for Whaley. Whaley with it. Now back to Mackey. Mackey. Mackey in the circle, dribbling with the right hand on Mary Coyle. Now back to Mackey. Mackey going down low now for Melissa Scott, who puts it off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound's going to be taken by Jenny Hall. Hall with it. Hall very quickly for the Lady Knights to Mary Coyle. Trying to get the ball down low to Dorn. It's going to be picked off by Whaley. Whaley with it. Whaley now. Ahead to Mackey. Mackey into the forecourt. The Knights trying to get back on defense. Mackey with it. Mackey now cuts it over right baseline. Mackey's going to drive the baseline, put it up, and we have a whistle on the play. The shot is no good, but we have a whistle.
Foul will be on June Olkowski, and that'll be number 2 on June. Lady Knights now over the limit.
June also has been offensively very quiet in this ball game,
but doing a good job off the boards on both ends. She really has not done a lot in the scoring column.
Mackey's foul shot, no good. Mackey will get one more as the Knights are over the limit. Doesn't matter. Calling the act of shooting the foul. Mackey's second foul shot is good. 31-28. Texas is leading it by 3. Patty Coyle with it. Patty in the backcourt. Patty Coyle now into the forecourt, giving over to Mary Coyle. Mary Coyle with it. Mary Coyle cutting it over left side. Now gives it to Jenny Hall. Hall with it. Hall looking around. Hall. She's going to stop popping the circle in and out. Rebounded by Annette Smith. Smith with it. Smith gives out now to Mackey. Mackey's going to bring it up. The point guard now into the forecourt with the right-hand dribble. Mackey giving the ball over to Hoglum. Hoglum pulls up with the jumper on the right side off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound's taken off by Terry Dorner. Dorner out to Mary Coyle. Ahead now to Patty Coyle. Patty with it. Patty dribbling on the left, on the right side, I should say. Now Jenny Hall with it. Hall, right side, holding high over her head. Now quickly out to Patty Coyle. Patty Coyle getting inside for Dorner now. Back out to Jenny Hall. Now to Mary Coyle, outside the circle. Mary Coyle, high overhead, being hounded by Whaley. Mary Coyle, now to Patty Coyle on the right side. Patty Coyle with it. Patty Coyle looking around. Patty Coyle puts it up, off glass it in. 31-30, cuts the lead down to 1. 12 points now for Patty Coyle. Whaley has it on the right side. Whaley now back to Mackey. Now to Whaley, right baseline jumper, hits. 33-30, 1:54 to go here in this first half. Mary Coyle with it. Mary. Mary Coyle now to Jenny Hall. Inside for Dorner. Dorner puts it up and in. Terry Dorner's starting to find their game now underneath. 33-32 now. A one-point lead once again for Texas. Mackey in the backcourt with it. Mackey to Hoglum. Now back to Mackey. Mackey with it. Mackey now over to Whaley. Whaley giving it inside for Melissa Scott. Scott's turnaround jumper hits. 35-32. Mary Coyle in the backcourt. Coyle with it on the right side. Mary Coyle with it, looking around for a pass. Giving over to Jenny Hall. Hall has it on the left side. Now back to Mary Coyle in the circle. Mary Coyle looking around. Giving to Jenny Hall. Left baseline. Jenny Hall with it. Hall now back over to Mary Coyle. Now inside to Patty Coyle. Patty throws up the running one-hander. It's no good. Rebounded by Melissa Scott. 1:05 to go. Texas up by 3. Mackey with it. Mackey dribbling with the right hand. Goes out to Whaley now. Whaley on the right side with it. Whaley now back to Mackey. We have a whistle off the ball on June Olkowski.
And that'll be very quickly number 3 on June. Patty Delahanty comes in replacing Patty Coyle, and now Teresa Gren sends in Cynthia Powell for June Olkowski, and that hurts June now with 3. Chris Daly checking in also. She replaces Terry Dorner.
Knights playing with fire as June Olkowski who comes out of the ballgame with three fouls. They will need June, especially down the stretch if this is a tight ballgame, and it looks like it will be. Annette Smith at the line. She will shoot the 1-1. Smith taking a long time, takes a breath. Now she puts it up. No good. She misses the first end of the 1-1. Fight for the rebound taken by Whaley for Texas. Whaley with it now over to Smith, and we have a whistle on the play.
It'll be Patty Delahanty calling a foul, her first.
35-32, Texas up by three. And once again, Smith will go to the line. Smith's first foul shot up, and it is good, so she'll get that second end of the 1-1 right here. 36-32 now, Texas up by four. It is one of their biggest leads of this ballgame, 4 points. Second foul shot by Smith, up and good. 37-32, all of a sudden, Texas up by five. Long lead pass to Patty Delahanty, now to Jenny Hall on the right side. Hall inside to Cindy Powell. Powell puts it up, that's no good. Fight for the rebound. It will be taken by Whaley for Texas off the loose ball. Whaley ahead to Smith. Smith drives, lays it up, no good. And Jenny Hall with the rebound. We have a whistle on the play. Definitely Mackie flying in there, and she put the hammer on Jenny Hall as Jenny Hall tried to get the rebound.
Foul will be on Mackie. And for Mackie, I believe that'll be number three, and it is. So that could be key. Get Mackie out of that ball game, and it's a different Texas ball club.
Jenny Hall at the free throw line. 37-32, first half of this AIAW championship game. We hope you're enjoying it. Jenny Hall at the foul line. She will shoot the 1-1. Hall's first foul shot's up and good.
And coming in, Lisa Jones. She replaces Terry Mackey. Jones, the lone senior on this Texas squad.
Jenny Hall's second foul shot on the way. Up with the right hand, and good. 37-34, 37 seconds left. Scott, quickly ahead to Smith. Smith loses the handle, the ball goes out of bounds. And the Lady Knights will get it.
Great play by Cynthia Powell. She came across, deflected it off of the hands of Jones, and Rutgers has the ball.
Mary Coyle with it into the forecourt. Knights may play for one here. Patty Delahanty now over to Mary Coyle. Mary Coyle with it. Mary Coyle, now to Jenny Hall. Hall passes up the shot, gives back to Mary Coyle on the left side. Now to Chris Daly in the circle. Daly being double-teamed, now back out to Mary Coyle. Mary Coyle with it over to Jenny Hall, now inside for Chris Daly. Daly in the circle now, over to Patty Delahanty. She pops, misses everything, no good. Annette Smith with the rebound. Smith ahead to Whaley. We have a whistle on the play. And Mary Coyle is going to pick up the foul in the backcourt. Not a good foul right there. With 4 seconds left, you give Texas a chance to score some points. And Teresa Grant is not happy about that at all.
Not at all. Not with the call. That was a bad play by Mary that time. First, second. And that sends Alita Whaley to the line.
Whaley at the line. First foul shot up. And no good. 4 seconds. Cindy Powell with a towel. Quickly at the Chris Daly. It's going to be stolen by Lessa Jones, but it is all academic as the buzzer sounds. So that is the story at halftime. 37-34, Knights in the ballgame, but certainly their best weapons really not coming through. Jenny Hall started out on fire, but she slowed down a bit. Terry Dorn is still trying to find her ball game right now. And June Olkowski, of course, has had her problems.
There's no doubt, but the Lady Knights still hanging in there against a very tough Texas club. And you have to think, second half, if the Lady Knights can get it together, especially down low. The thing that bothers me in watching this is the Lady Knights have missed a lot of chippies down low. Terry Dorner has missed them. Juno Kowski's missed them. And they've had trouble with those. But they've gotten good performances on the whole from Jenny Hall. Patty Coyle played a great game so far. But the Lady Knights have been so far hampered by turnovers, unofficially 11 for the Lady Knights, 5 for Texas. That's the story so far. Texas with a 3-point lead at halftime.
That is the story so far. Only 20 minutes of basketball left in both teams' season. We will have that for you. But right now, let's send it back to our New Brunswick Studios, Knight Center Halftime Edition. You are listening to the AIAW Championship Game 1982.
Well, we won't have a Knight Center Halftime Edition like they did in 1982, but we will take a closer look at how Rutgers turned things around in the second half to win the final AIAW National Championship. When we continue from the archives in just a moment.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Before those immortal words, before his national championship team,
Jim Valvano was a star at Rutgers.
3-on-1 fast break. Lord to Valvano. Layup is good.
Join WRSU Sports for a special presentation today at 3:30 on Rutgers Day, when we bring you live inside the College Avenue gym as Rutgers dedicates the court at the barn for Jimmy V. Join me, Gabe Sustick, and Dom Savino as we bring you the entire ceremony from start to finish. Then after the ceremonies, WRSU presents a rebroadcast of the 1967 NIT quarterfinal against New Mexico at Madison Square Garden, featuring stars Bob Lloyd, Bob Grecian, and of course, Jim Valvano. It all starts this afternoon at 3:30, right here on 88.7 WRSU-FM New Brunswick and online at WRSU.org.
You're listening to Rutgers Radio on 88.7 WRSU-FM New Brunswick and online at WRSU.org.
Welcome back to WRSU from the Archives, the rebroadcast of the 1982 AIAW National Championship game. I'm Dominic Savino. At halftime, Rutgers trails Texas 37-34 in a first half where the Lady Knights struggled offensively. In particular, Captain June Olkowski struggled to find the rim. As Teresa Grenz vividly remembers, Chris Daly let her teammate know.
She sat down on the bench and said, one of the timeouts, I can't make a shot. And Chris Daly says, and I can still remember this, we've noticed. Can you get a few rebounds? I mean, it just is dry as... But most kids today, if you said that to them, they would have a lawsuit. I'm not playing. But they could do that. They could work with each other. They could talk to each other. And they responded. June then went back on the floor and made this incredible shot. Well, I don't even know how she made the thing. And then the other thing is she threw a backdoor pass to Patty Coyle. And she faked it down. And the kid from Texas, the All-American from Texas, had her hand there. So June, the rule was if you're going backdoor, you go backdoor. You don't stop. Patty knew it. She had a kid, an All-American, playing her. I don't know what Patty probably pushed her off, whatever, knowing Patty. But sure enough, June fakes the back door and then flips it over her head backwards. Patty goes, keeps going, boom, lays it in. And that was one of the key plays.
For some of the Lady Knights, the offensive woes of the first half weren't the only issue. All those Philadelphia players felt the added pressure of playing back in their hometown. Before the final game, Mary Coyle tried to deal with it in the only way she knew how.
I was so nervous before the national championship that, because we were in Philadelphia, I took the trolley down to the playground, played a couple hours, you know, the night before the national championship, just to release some of that energy. And Patty and Jenny Hall went, and they're like, are you crazy? I said, no. And played for about 2 hours and then went back to the hotel, showered, and we were fine. So, and then, you know, of course, I didn't tell Teresa that because she probably would have, you know, freaked. But she knows it now, and she's not surprised.
Despite the Longhorns' athleticism and height, the Lady Knights knew going into the game they were going to win. For Patty Coyle and Teresa Grenz, it was just figuring out how.
We're on the campus of the University of Pennsylvania, and we're sitting on a curb, and we had cheesesteaks. You know, that's what Philly's known for. And I can remember us just sitting there thinking, you know, how the hell are we going to do this? And I can remember myself thinking, God, you know, we're going to win. You can't go back to Philadelphia for a national championship and not win. I mean, that just couldn't happen. And I can remember just thinking, like, how the hell are we going to beat them? But, you know, we trusted each other. We trusted in the system that we were in. And we trusted our coaching staff. And, I mean, they were going to put us in a position to win. And it was just our job to, you know, do what we were supposed to do. And, you know, we all trusted that that was going to happen.
And that mentality served the Lady Knights well at halftime. Mary Coyle says Grenz was unsurprisingly not too pleased to be trailing.
Teresa at halftime, you know, she is such a great motivator. She knows which buttons to push, and she pushed those buttons at halftime, and she let us know, you know, what we were playing for, and then we had 20 minutes to get it done.
And even though Texas was number 6 in the country, senior Patty Delahanty knew Rutgers' tough schedule prepared them for those last 20 minutes.
There was no conference. We didn't play any league. There's no Big East or anything like that. So we just played the best teams around. And I can still remember we went to play in New York twice in the Madison Square Garden. And we played Louisiana Tech. We played Cheney State when Vivian Stringer was the coach there. She was in that one of those times. Old Dominion was in that one time. Tennessee was in it one time in those 2 years. So then we went on the road and always played Maryland, always played Penn State. Went down to Old Dominion a few times because they were the top team. We definitely played the best teams we could play.
All those things combined would turn the AIAW title game into a tale of two halves for the Lady Knights and eventually bring them the national championship.
We'll be back with the second half of the 1982 AIAW National Championship game from the Palestra in a moment on 88.7 WRSU-FM and WRSU.org.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Before those immortal words, before his national championship team, Jim Valvano was a star at Rutgers.
3-on-1 fast break. Lord to Valvano. Layup is good.
Join WRSU Sports for a special presentation today at 3:30 on Rutgers Day when we bring you live inside the College Avenue gym as Rutgers dedicates the court at the barn for Jimmy V. Join me, Gabe Sustick, and Dom Savino as we bring you the entire ceremony from start to finish. Then after the ceremonies, WRSU presents a rebroadcast of the 1967 NIT quarterfinal against New Mexico at Madison Square Garden, featuring stars Bob Lloyd, Bob Grecian, and of course, Jim Valvano. It all starts this afternoon at 3:30, right here on 88.7 WRSU-FM New Brunswick and online at WRSU.org.